Kai Lee, and you are listening to a new episode of the Truth Be Told podcast. On this episode, we are discussing redefining success.
Look, you can base success off of anything you want to. Success can be anything you want it to be. A lot of times when we think about success, we tend to think about what other people are going to deem as successful for us. For example, that could be what your parents are expecting you to do, what your friends or your spouse or your significant other, whomever. Sometimes when we're thinking about success, we're thinking about what other people are going to label as success when it comes to us. And that's just ass backwards. The only way that you're ever going to feel successful in life is when you take the initiative to start defining and redefining what success looks like for you. I'll give you an example. When I was a new mom, I just had my daughter, so I was staying at home with her a lot, obviously. And I felt like I was just, what is that FOMO, fear of missing out? Like my friends were constantly doing things. I really wasn't getting invited to things because I had to be at home. I was a new mom. And I was okay with that. I really didn't feel like, just really being honest with myself, and I guess that's that self-awareness that I'm always talking about, but I really didn't feel that bad. You know, I had the initial thought of, oh man, I'm missing out. But when I was just at home with my daughter, spending time with her, playing with her, I was like, I'm good. Like, this is success to me. And so that's an example of redefining success in terms of how you feel about yourself and what you're doing at the present moment. There are so many things, you know, that a lot of us are doing that we're not giving ourselves credit for because we're waiting for somebody else to notice and to say, hey, you're doing this. That's super awesome. How about you? You know, and those things can happen, but you shouldn't wait around for those opportunities. You create your own opportunities. You create your own way. And you start off by doing that, by redefining what success looks like to you. If you have children and your children are, they're clothed, they're fed, they're happy, they're in school, they're excelling in their subjects, they're bringing home good grades and great projects, that's success. If you have a significant other and you guys have been married for an extended period of time and you're overcoming obstacles and raising a family, that's success. If you don't have a significant other, a husband or partner, and you're just an individual who's creating your own lane or starting your own business or working on your side hustle or taking the steps in the right direction to become your absolute best version, that's success. And it's not reflective or indicative of what's in your bank account or how many awards or accomplishments that you have from other people. And I just want to pop on and say that because I feel like when we don't see ourselves as the successful, powerful, boss-ass women that we are, we tend to dim our light. We tend to, you know, I have an episode where it's talking about collaboration over competition and how women can support one another. And I feel like when you naturally and automatically feel successful as is, then you're more inclined, or at least you should be, to help other women because you already feel worthy, you already feel accomplished, and you already see yourself as successful. And so I say this because I love being around successful women. I love being around ambitious women. I love being around women who have their heads on straight and they're creating things and they're making an impact. Like, that gives me so much life. When I think about my friend circle, like my own personal tribe of my friends, that's what they, I mean, a lot of them have their own businesses. Many are moms and they're married and they have their families, and they inspire me to keep going, to keep pushing. And I think that we all inspire each other. And so when you're thinking about success, when you're setting up your goals for the week or the things that you want to accomplish, and I'm not even going to say 2020 because we got enough time this year to get those things rolling. So when you're thinking about that, see yourself as already successful. Think about the things that you've already done, the things that you've already accomplished. Give yourself credit. And I don't know, you know, how to say that to you in a way where you can actually take action on it, but you know, give yourself credit. If you need to throw a little party, girl, if you need to, whatever you need to do, if you need to have a photo shoot, if you need to take yourself out on a dinner date and, you know, just have a pampering day, whatever it is, do what you need to do so that you wake up and slay, you show up and walk in your purpose every single day. I don't care if you haven't left your job yet. That doesn't matter. You can still show up as your best self on that job. And so we have an episode here on this podcast where we're talking about how to authentically be yourself in corporate America. You can check out that episode. And so there's so many things that can be said about women and success. And sometimes we think that success has to mean that we have to be a CEO and we have to be running this business, when really, maybe everybody doesn't want to do that. Does that mean that you're not a boss? Does that mean that you're not successful? No. And so start redefining success for yourself. Start telling yourself, right? This is like an affirmation, a powerful affirmation. Start telling yourself that I am successful. I have everything that I need to be successful today, and stop waiting for tomorrow, next year, next week, next season. No, start feeling successful today and start telling yourself that you are successful and why. I'm successful because I went back to school and got my degree. I'm successful because my kids are successful and doing well and are well adjusted and loved and taken care of. I'm successful because, you know, I have a great relationship with my significant other. I'm successful because I have a great relationship with myself. There are so many ways to position this and to position yourself as the successful, confident woman that you are. And so if there's anything that you get from this episode, is to know and understand that wherever you are in your journey, in this moment, no matter what else you want to accomplish, no matter if you want to leave that job, if you want to leave that man, whatever you have going on, you're already successful. So start talking like it, start walking like it, start acting like it, because you shouldn't wait around for other people to validate that for you or to approve that for you. That's the main thing that I talk about in my podcast, is you owning the things that make you you, and you beginning to start telling yourself, right? This is a part of self-care and self-love, telling yourself how much of a bomb bitch you are. So I just want to pop on and say that. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please remember to comment, rate. I was going to say subscribe. I don't think you can. You subscribe? I don't know. Comment, rate, subscribe if you can. Follow me on my social media at Brandi Kai Lee or the Truth Be Told podcast page on Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Have an amazing week, and I will talk to you next time.